possibly the largest single man-made explosion before the atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. And it ended with thousands of men charging forward with dreams of winning glory and victory, only to be quite literally trapped at the bottom of a pit of their own making. The whole chain of events that led up to this dismal outcome certainly qualifies as a notable example of what can happen in warfare when a plan goes horribly awry. Military history is rife with such disasters, but most of them seem to arise due to a failure in four categories: failures in planning, failures in leadership, failures in execution, or failures in adaptation. At the end of this lecture, we'll come back and look at the phenomenon of military blunders in general. And we'll also consider what such disasters can potentially teach us. But before we do that, let's see exactly what transpired during the ill-fated Battle of the Crater. By July of 1864, it was pretty clear that the Union had gained the upper hand